to the cross, to that place where Jesus declares emphatically, "It is finished, accomplished for us," where we sing the praises of the Lord. It is finished, and we are declared righteous in the word of Jesus spoken in his sacrificial death. And we believe that by faith. It's a trustworthy truth that we cling to, for God himself is trustworthy. As we began this guided tour some weeks ago on Ash Wednesday, remember that as we began, our passport was given to us, and our passport is the forgiveness that we have in the blood of Jesus. We are righteous in his sight. We're set free from that which plagues us in our sin and the consequences of that sin, and we belong to the Lord Jesus and him alone. And we've been guided to the cross now these weeks, seeing the work of the Lord displayed in our lives, to be reminded of the certainty of hope that we have, the certain reality that is ours, that we cling to as God's people, that we are given the gift of love unconditionally by our Heavenly Father in Christ the Lord, and then called to love unconditionally. We know that we're embraced in the gift of peace, a peace that passes our understanding no matter what's going on in life and in the world. That peace is ours in Jesus, and we rely on him. We live there. And today now, in this guided tour, we have the opportunity to know the blessing to trust. The blessing to trust. You ever thought about it that way? That trust is a blessing that we've been given, and it is a blessing that we possess in order to trust. Now, of course, what are we called to trust? Who are we called to trust? You heard Dane read from the Proverbs, Solomon writing by the inspiration of the Spirit, saying, "Trust in the Lord, with the Lord God, with all of your heart," that's in all of your being, every ounce of you, that where you are centered, the center of life for the Israelite in their theology, the Old Testament theology, their heart, their guts, that's where the center of life was. So with all your being, trust him. And so the next stop that we come to on our guided tour has another animal theme to it. We've been enjoying some animal themes these weeks, and here's another one that we get to today, and it has to do with a circus and a lion tamer. I mean, who doesn't want to see the lion tamer tame the lions, right? But isn't in the back of your mind when you see that, are the lions really trustworthy? How well did the lion tamer train these things, these animals? And does the lion tamer trust his skills in being in there with these ferocious beasts? For us, this might be a tough stop for us today, because quite frankly, as we live out life, as we move through the days and the years, a lot of times we become so jaded because of the lions in our life, eaten up oftentimes by them. And we become jaded even in our relationships then to think that, well, you know, people aren't trustworthy, and I don't want to trust anymore. And that rolls over then also into questioning God. Is the Lord God trustworthy? I don't know if I can trust him fully. And of course, those are the attacks of the evil one who would seek to devour us and keep us outside of the living faith that we've been called into. And so for our sakes, for our hearts and our lives unto eternity, but reflected now in these days, we're guided to the cross. And today, it's to John chapter 19, verses 29 and 30 particularly. Actually, we're going to start at verse 28. When we hear Jesus crying out, he says, knowing that everything had been fulfilled, finished, so the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." Seems like a very simple kind of statement, but really, what's going on there in the life of Jesus? And how is that reflected then in our lives? Here's Jesus, vulnerable, perhaps in his most vulnerable state, reflecting the most vulnerable state that we as human beings could be in, helpless on the cross, naked, battered and bruised, vulnerable. trusts. I'm thirsty. Somebody, give me a drink. Satisfy this thirst. Jesus trusts. A jar of wine vinegar was there, and so they soaked a sponge in it and put a sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. These who have crucified him, driven those nails through his hands and feet, spat on him, cursed at him, made fun of him, laughed at him, treated him as a common criminal. These are the ones, now that Jesus will receive drink to satisfy his thirst. If I were in his spot, I don't know if I'd trust. But Jesus does. Jesus trusts. And when he had finished the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished. It is accomplished. All is done and paid for." And Jesus, hanging there on the cross before his Father, giving us this word of truth, a statement, "It is accomplished," once and for all, to pay the penalty of sin for all humankind, for you and me. Jesus says, "Father, trust you that this sacrifice is pleasing in your sight. I trust that I won't have to go through this again because it is accomplished and finished according to your will and your purpose." Jesus trusts. What is Jesus trusting? Well, when he cries out in thirst, when they lift the hyssop stalk up to his lips, when Jesus cries out, in all of this, Jesus isn't putting his trust in the lions are roaring around him. Jesus puts his trust in his Father, in the one who can bring him and will bring him to life, who accepts his sacrifice, so that then in the life that Jesus will be given, that life might be given to you and me, so that we might be a people trusting, trustworthy, and that's in the kingdom of our God. And with this last statement of trust and putting himself into the Father's hands, Jesus bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. He died. The physical death needed as a sacrificial lamb. We're told in the scriptures that from Peter the apostle that Jesus, during this time before he was raised from the dead, would go down to hell. He would go down to the abode of Satan and his domain and all of those who have been lost in unbelief. And Jesus there would proclaim victory. "I am the one who forgives sins, and I am the one who will be given life to proclaim to people that there is an opportunity to know a trustworthy Father, your Father and mine that we know in faith." Because Jesus trusts his Father. He trusts his Father because there's a relationship that's been generated there, right? A relationship that you've been given in our Heavenly Father. That we trust as well. That in the payment of Jesus Christ, it's finished, it's accomplished, I'm forgiven. And with that, the hope of everlasting life is given to us because Jesus has conquered sin. He's been risen from the dead. He's defeated death. And that one who would keep us gripped in lack of trust, who would want us to trust in things that are untrustworthy, that enemy has been crushed under the feet of Jesus in his death. So that's why Paul could say to Timothy, "Hey, Timothy, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance for you and for me, for us in Christ Jesus. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you know what? I dare to say I'm the worst of them. For I know my heart, I know my mind, I know my attitudes, and I know where I put my trust, which is in ungodly ways, and I know that I should be trusting when I don't. I'm the worst of sinners," Paul would say, and each one of us might say with him, "Yeah, Paul, I am too. I'm right there with you, and I need what Jesus gives." And what Jesus brings to us is this most precious, life-defining, eternal relationship with our Heavenly Father, because he's trustworthy. Brothers and sisters, we trust our Father because he's got a relationship with you and me. He's established that. On the cross of Jesus, in the empty tomb, in the waters of your baptism, and each and every day as he calls you his child, son, daughter, inheritor of the kingdom, as he calls you to walk in the footsteps of his one and only son, Jesus, as a disciple of his, as he empowers you with the Holy Spirit, that you might hear then those words of that your heart longs for, that define us then as people from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, everything that you are. For he's trustworthy. He's proven himself that way. And he wants you, he longs for you to trust in him. Trust in this sense, as the Lord gives us this understanding, is a reflection of faith. It's what Paul would say also is work out your salvation. That is, as we live in faith, knowing that by God's grace. So trust in the Lord. In other words, live in confidence with reliance in him. We have confidence. And he is reliable, so our reliance is in him. That's what it really means to trust. That confidently we know his work for us saves us. And we rely on him then as we move forward. Another way to say that, and this is part of the blessing of the Hebrew scriptures that you know, is that they repeat themselves, giving that emphasis of this truth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Another way of saying that is, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him. Trust him. Rely on him. Your confidence is in him. So here we go then, as God's people, with that promise that he says, he'll make your paths straight. Amidst all of the lions that we live with, yes, even loved ones, people that we work with at work or school, people in general, we prove ourselves to be untrustworthy because of our sin. And yet, the Lord promises, I'll make your paths straight. As you live among lions, I'll shut their mouths. I'll tame them, and I'll let you walk in peace, trusting me even in your relationships, so that guess what, friends? You might have a relationship and trust even the lions as you trust in me. What we see then as this is lived out in our hearts and our lives, God is trustworthy, is that the Lord God provides relationships that are trustworthy. Isn't this part of pursuing his righteousness and his kingdom? That we ask the Lord, provide for me in my life relationships that are trustworthy. They can trust me, and I can trust them. And part of that is living in forgiveness with one another. We're going to fail. I'm going to get devoured. I'm going to devour them at times. But we live in forgiveness that proves, forgiveness proves that in our Heavenly Father, trust can be reborn, made new. And the Father provides these trustworthy relationships. And he provides wisdom for my relationships. Let me be wise, Father, as I live with other people. In fact, Jesus would encourage us with this. He would say in Matthew 10:16, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. As we deal with one another, we're called to live in wisdom, trusting, for sure, in our Father so that we can trust one another, but be wise about this, Jesus says, right? And as we trust in him, he provides strength to forgive the roaring lions, to forgive them. Now, forgiving doesn't mean that I need to put myself back into the situation for which that lion had devoured me. This is part of the shrewdness. Snakes, the innocent as doves, learn that you don't put yourself into a position that might allow the lions to devour you again. Forgive, certainly, but let's learn from our past mistakes as well, so that relationships can be reestablished and lived out then in God-pleasing ways. Forgiveness marking them. And he provides the trust I need to live in the assurance of eternal life. Because ultimately the reason he's trustworthy and he is worthy of the trust of his people who he has redeemed is because he wants us to be with him eternally. So he proves himself this way to be trustworthy. My friends, as we're guided to the cross, having the blessing to trust, something we possess, a confidence that we live in the Lord, relying on him each and every day, this is the blessing to trust. My prayer for you, for me, for us, is that we would exercise now this blessing, trusting in our Heavenly Father and reflecting that trust in our relationships with one another, so that in our relationships, Christ Jesus might be made known, glorified, and honored. And our Heavenly Father be given the praise for who we are, people that in him are found trustworthy. Come, and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of guiding us again this week, closer and closer to your cross, for certain. But in that being drawn, we see another aspect of who you are and that being lived out in our lives, that you are trustworthy, and that as you call us to be members of your kingdom, so that trustworthiness is a reflection in my life, that I'm forgiving, that I am relying on you, that my confidence is in you, all of this because of being saved by your grace through faith in Jesus, who's accomplished and finished it all. Jesus, who trusts in you, so our confidence is in him. And so in Jesus' name, bless us mightily, Lord, guiding us to the cross to reflect your goodness and salvation in Christ Jesus. And in his name we pray, amen, amen. May the peace that passes our understanding, my friends, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. To the glory of his name, who is trustworthy, that you too trust in him and are trustworthy because of him.